Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I'm very encouraged with what's occurred. We have proven that we can flatten the curve. We have proven that social distancing has helped us. And so will we see a recurrence of this disease? Absolutely, because people will begin to interact. But we know how to treat it. We understand the disease. Do we have a vaccination? No, not at this point, but we know how to treat it. So the mortality rates continue to decline. Our ability to identify it increases. We know vulnerable populations. Before, we didn't know who was getting this. We didn't know if it was predicated upon ethnicity or age or comorbidities. Now we have a better idea. So yes, we will see wave after wave, small waves, but we'll be able to immediately respond. So I'm very encouraged with it, and I think this is a smart start. Roll forward.
Do you worry that this is too soon? We do see some concern from other physicians, doctors across North Texas.
Actually, what we've been concerned with is that the delivery of health care for others who are not infected with COVID. We've got a lot of pent-up demand, and so the timing is perfect. I'm in complete support of this effort. We have to make a smart start, and that means that as we begin to roll out, start, and the availability of services, we've got to be real wise about it. We've figured out, to a large degree, this COVID disease, this virus, and so we can start looking at vulnerable populations. We can start saying, well, this is a population we need to be very careful with and very attentive, as opposed to across-the-board social distancing.
As we start opening up again, what do you feel is going to be your biggest worry going forward?
Well, I think the one concern that a lot of people have is, at what point do we have enough supplies, PPEs, ventilators and such? Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council has done a tremendous amount of analysis on this, and they're of the opinion that we do have the resources, and everyone's talking and collaborating. So within the systems, you're collaborating with equipment and supplies. So I think we've solved that equipment issue.
When this is all said and done, how do you think healthcare is going to come out of this? Is this going to change the way we look at healthcare and the way we get healthcare?
I think you're going to see some dynamics within healthcare change significantly. I think we'll be gone the day of waiting rooms. I think we will be looking at cross-contamination much more carefully. I think we're going to look at how we size and scope healthcare and use predictive analytics and artificial intelligence to determine the needs of the healthcare recipient.